We are learning from the book Kabbalah for the Student. We're on page 150, article Handmaid that inherits her mistress, and handmaid that is heir to her mistress. And we're starting with the title, Two Harms from Revealing Israel's Wisdom to the Nations of the World, page 150. So, again, two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nations of the world. They have done two wrongs. One,
this is how you goes with your head right into the depths of the water. So what do we talk about? We talk at least about the titles, let's see. That there's internality and externality. Internality is called Israel, and externality is called the nations of the world. Internality is called the Kilim of Gilgata and Anayim, and the externality is Achap. The internality receives the method in order to correct themselves and then to cause correction to the Achap. Internality can correct itself through this method. Achap cannot, because these are more coarser, very strong kilim, that especially for them the whole Torah exists, but they're not capable of receiving it directly, only through the Gilgalta Einayim. Gilgalta Einayim can correct themselves gradually in small portions. The kilim of Achab cannot correct themselves with small portions, only in one bulk way. The Kilim of Achab can do it through the fact that the Kilim of Bistol have dropped into the... So then what happens is that Gilgata Ve'naim has to exit this mixture and correct themselves, and also when they come out, they also draw the internality also, and it's what it's called, that Israel didn't go out to exile unless they were supposed to mix with the influence of the Gentiles. And also the nations of the world that were in exile. It's not that they're in physical exile in their bodies, rather in spirituality. Until Galta Ve'naim, they're included in Achap, and then Achap is capable of receiving some illumination from the Galta Ve'naim, which is corrected. And the Galta Ve'naim that are coming to correction now can illuminate and shine towards the Galta Ve'naim of the Achap that was remained behind, and then leave it to the Achap itself, and this way to correct. And the truth is that only part of the Achap we can correct in this way, and the part that's called the Leva Evan, the heart stone, we cannot correct. This will be correct in the final correction through a special action, which is called Rav Pa'alim Mikatze El, which gathers all the desire and does one Zivug Dehaka'ah, one coupling of blows. So what? How is their inclusion at the levels of Galgata Einayim and Achap so far? Through both physically and spiritually. On a physically, we understand that it's science and all those things. And in spiritual, in a spiritual form, we understand that it's the fact that Galgalta Einayim gave from themselves to Achap their method. But Achap, of course, received it and is warping it according to its desire. If Galgalta Einayim, which are vessels of bestowal, the method of correction was like us, the method of correction, then when this method is included in Achap, in the vessels of reception, it becomes philosophy, theology, and different religions, through which they only get stronger and stronger, and therefore that method of correction, which when it's in the Achap, it causes evil in the end, and is what he says. And causes also bad things to Galgalta Einayim, to Israel that's in exile, and to the redemption. And there's also the wisdom there's the faith in the nations of the world. And then they get closer to them in their opinions and in their, and they also start thinking of spirituality in an external form, just like the Achap does, like the nations of the world. And in doing so, there is a problem till this day that they don't want to receive the wisdom of Kabbalah as the main part of the Torah, as the Torah of the light, as the Torah of truth. Rather, they want to erase it, and no matter what, it disturbs them to exist, to advance in this regular in livelihood. Just like as I told you, a Jew with a kippah who jumped me, and because I felt his desire so strongly, and all in all, even those that kind of jump up like that, and also secular people, not necessarily just religious people, and not necessarily the Orthodox especially, but those that have, you know, from this world and from next world. So they have a difficulty to receive the wisdom of Kabbalah, that it's talking about the method of correction of the soul, and that they need to be separated from all the things of this world, and to put all the additional forces they have other than necessity to the correction of their soul. Who wants this from those that are in materialistic things? So who wants the wisdom of Kabbalah? Other than that, it brings them down from the list of strong and important people. So this is one problem, that the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of correction, the Torah of truth, entered in certain parts to the nations of the world. And the second part is that not only did it enter to those that are Jews, but also to the nations of the world. They developed theologies and religions, and they are in this, and they think that's enough, and that it is satisfactory. And of course, they think that they have more than what Jews have, and they truly have in this way more. According to their materialism, they do have more. So also for them it's difficult, certainly, to exit this. And why should they exit this? They're calling themselves, they're reading to themselves a new Torah, and everything is new. In short, the whole of humanity is in a big confusion, other than those individuals that understand the truth. But the problem is that correction has to take place in all of humanity. And until this day, we are still in this problem. Meaning, there is a result of the exile from inclusion between Israel and the nations of the world, that already Israel is broken and shattered. And what they had as the Torah of truth from before the destruction of the temple, which is the reforming light, which raised them to the degree of divinity, and they started to feel the spiritual world between them, then all of this disappeared, and the whole Torah of truth became the Torah, what they call, which is all in all just the traditions of this world alone. Not that we're canceling those out or disparaging them, rather that they are dry. It's a dry Torah, that it doesn't have within it any wetness, any ability to raise a person higher and return him and reform him. It doesn't have the ability to reform and correct the souls. And in short, they are truly in a real grave state, supposedly. Also from the point of view of the nations of the world, and also in Israel, and also in the inclusion of those. But there's no evil without good, and in this inclusion, we need to have all sorts of phenomena be born that will bring everyone towards the final correction. So meanwhile, we're continuing at two harms. Okay, so did I say everything so far? Oh, yeah, and there's one more problem, and that is that because in history it already happened such that from the fact that Kabbalists were open a little bit more in the days of the prophets, And the wise men of the wisdoms of the world that really wanted to know, they didn't have any, you know, harmful thought not to cause harm or anything like that. Aristo, Plato, and all those Greeks, and they all were people who were yearning for wisdom, for truth. And there were many more like them. And they studied from in the times of the prophets and see what they did. There were, by the way, many in those days from the nations of the world that connected, that came into this group, into Israel. And they were, you know, great, smart, wise people amongst them. But from them studying and learning from the Kabbalists, they developed the theology, and yes, like as we spoke, and then from this they think of themselves as wise and that they have everything, because they cannot digest in their desire of the Achap that another possibility exists, that there is something else. Because within the desire we understand that a person cannot heighten himself above himself. And therefore, Rashbi chose, Baal Sulam brings it here, and it's written in the Zohar, oh, if I were to tell, and oh, woe if I weren't to tell. And if not, then what will happen? It won't bring it to the final correction, because then they won't have the source of the light, which is only in my generation, because I am the last of those that were there before the destruction and were in the attainment of all the lights and all the lights of the final correction, personal, private correction of all the 125 degrees, like Baal Sulam writes about him. So if I won't have this, and I won't have this source that is in a written form, no one will ever be able to, none of the souls that will have a tendency for this will ever be able to hold this light and use it for correction. And therefore he cried. And on the other hand, he cried because if I reveal this, then certainly the nations of the world will take it in even worse fashion. Because he saw what was happening from the days of the prophets until his times. And what's happening onwards. That if it would fall into the hands of the evildoers, then one evil would it cause. But anyhow, he wrote and concealed the writings, and from the upper providence it was discovered by the widow of Moshe de Leon, and as we know in other sources that we're writing, that she sold this book, and then it was revealed all over the world, and then from it truly, through it, caused lots of corruptions and corrections. And through the corruptions, what is revealed is the closeness towards the correction, and that's the getting the closer through corruption. Because there is the way of hastening and the way of in its time, which both bring to correction. But anyhow, there are two ways. Yes.
What does a Kabbalist take into consideration whether to reveal or to conceal things?
There's a time to do. Rashbi, on one hand, knew that his time is a time of concealment that is increasing. And it needs to increase and be all the way to the point of almost total disconnect and be a disconnect between the correction and the Rishimot, the broken Rishimot, the shattered Rishimot. But between the light of Ein Sof and the Rishimot, to keep for them like a thin line that can be used, this string of light which connects them to the light of Ein Sof, this he must. This is the book of Zohar. So he wrote, on one hand, he stands in this world. On the other hand, his head is in the heavens, in Gar of Atzilut, in the light of the final correction. So whoever knows to adhere to him and use his book, and also read it in concealment through Rabbi Abba, so that whoever knows and is in the wisdom of Kabbalah and is in bestowal, he reveals, and whoever is not in the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning in the property of bestowal, then it appears to him that it's just stories. But it looks like stories. Then from this, they made all sorts of things. Look what became from these stories. All the religions and beliefs. So, all the religions and beliefs. With all these names, Lilith and Sam and all this big mess and all the books you can read, theology there, it's filled with all sorts of things. They warped it, they made from it, because in desire to receive, this is what it appears to them. Whereas, on the other hand, in the desire to be soul, we understand that it's parts of the soul that are uncorrected, there are the names that are not holy, the impure ones, but these are parts of the soul, only corrupted or corrected, corrupted or corrected. And what appears to people that these are forces that are operating in our world, on people that are in our world, and on their destiny. What is there to... On what beasts here do we have to have a destiny? We're only talking towards the internal corrections. And not about bodies. There's no calculations over bodies. Yes?
When a Kabbalist decides to reveal, does he take into consideration the corruption that might happen, or he looks only at the correction?
If he wouldn't take into account the corruption, he wouldn't cry. Of course he takes into account the corruption. But without that, you can't. And therefore he says here, where? There are two harms from revealing the wisdom of Kabbalah, and Wa'afaitel, and then the reason for the concealment of Kabbalah, and then comes the mistress, which helps her mistress to be revealed, especially as much as it appears that she's in control, she's helping. Okay? What? Please?
Bala Sulam, he simply gave out all that he could.
Because a special time came. That's what he's saying. I'm happy that I was born in this time and that I can reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that the Creator gave me what He didn't give anyone. This is because of the times. Why us? Yes. Because of the times. And also now, we are retarded behind time. The time is to reveal much more than what we're revealing, to publicize and to open a lot more than we are doing. But it's a time that causes this. If there wasn't the time as a cause, we wouldn't do this. This has to be very clear. Yes?
The Creator, He let Him reveal these things, but the world was not ready, and He still revealed.
He revealed. The Book of Zohar was concealed. He left that in the hands of the heavens, as we say. One second. You don't know the history. I understand that you didn't study this in school. He wrote through Rabbi Abba is a concealment, that whoever reads the Book of Zohar sees all sorts of, stories, let's say, tales, values and ethics and parables, but not truth. He's not talking about the soul, the Creator, light, Kli. This is how it needs to be, meaning reception, bestowal, and that there's nothing else other than this. And this world isn't worth anything, and it's all in the degree of spirituality, and that's it. No, he doesn't talk about this. He doesn't talk about the true perception of reality that we're in now in the world of spirit, in the spiritual world. Only that it appears to us like the spiritual world in such a way that it's from the our corrupted kelim, and he doesn't talk about these things. He doesn't talk about this in a clear way that like we do. And only us, in our times, we can talk about this. And also, what kind of exertion we need to give in order to start digesting these things and open this book in the right way, to raise ourselves from physicality to spirituality, and to feel ourselves that we're operating in a spiritual field, that there is no corporeality, no physicality, and it's only appearing this way in our senses. How many efforts do we have to do? So in order to prepare a person for this, especially, not that we can't reveal the Creator without the creature, that the Creator is a form that is revealed within the creature. We need the inclusion of the vessels of bestowal and reception. And then we need this shattering, we need the exile, the inclusion, and so forth. And therefore, only in the end of this inclusion, the method of correction is revealed, and then you have something to correct. Yes?
Isn't this the right time? Our time?
It's our time.
Bala Sulam, he wrote things. He delivered all that he could.
Yes, in his writings there's everything.
But
it's only missing a person to reveal this. Well, you have before you the writings, and what do you understand in it? Maybe one from a billion. So?
But still, he wrote it and he publicized it. Even though the public was not ready, he still publicized it.
No, the public was ready, and it was ready in the beginning of the time of revelation. He wrote, it's a time to do. He wrote, the time is worthy. And it's true that the time was already worthy since the times of the Ari, the Holy Ari, from 500 to 600 years ago. That's when the times started, from 1504. That's what Rav Azulai writes. You understand? So this means that we have been in the ability to open for some time now. But this opening has come in a gradual form. Through the first Hasidics, and through the action that started to go through the Hasidut and the era of education started, and Spinoza and all those things. These are all with Marx, and these are all this method, as it's being revealed, it's revealed in a very slow Einstein and all these things. You see that different people operated, and they don't even have to do with Judaism, in such a way that in order to raise people above the stigmas and bring man to the widening of his thought, and to start receiving and the method of correction. So he won't be closed within this little block that he's in. And
when a Kabbalist reveals the method, does it end with him writing an essay on him talking, or does someone has to come and take what he created and use it?
After the Ari operated in his generation such that he took everything out verbatim with his mouth, after him people came and expressed it in writing. Bala Shem Tov came and began to take it out into actuality, and his students, the first Admors, the wise men and great Kabbalists, wrote about the wisdom of Kabbalah in a very wide manner. And this went on one hand. On the other hand, there was people like Spinoza. On the other hand, there was Marx and Einstein. People like that heightened and expressed in all sorts of ways, different ways, not religious ways, their attitude towards the reality, towards science, towards society, towards the perception of reality, towards, and in doing so, they opened and widened the entrance of this approach to the world, to the wide world. To the wide world. What did Marx do to you? What do you think Marx did? We're not talking about what he knew or didn't know. He actually started to talk about the implementation of the wisdom of Kabbalah in humanity. What is socialism? Tell me. How we are connecting between us in a, and one socium and one level and connection between us, and thus managing our lives. Meaning those same principles of the wisdom of Kabbalah, well, more or less, it's clear. But this is what he did. This is one of the angels that are in the hands of the Creator. We're all the people, all in all. So what did Spinoza do? He took the person from Judaism alone and started in some way to shake him in order to, in some way, and in some alternative way, to bring him to a state in which we can talk about spirituality in another way, not within the keeping of the physical precepts in Torah. There are other ways. To the degree in which Marx and him, it doesn't matter how much there is truth and there and direction, the Creator arranged it in such a way that it was enough for this time. Development. Then Einstein came, did the same thing through science, in which everything is relative. It's all above the boundaries of nature or not, meaning the speed of light and the relationships between matter and the unknown, the spirit, the different time, the space, and the reality change, the three-dimensional, everything is relative, everything is moving towards a direction in which the world is becoming more and more, how should I say, let's say, less stable, we'll say, in the perception of man, that it can change. And here, exactly, the wisdom of Kabbalah and all, what is it saying? It said, yes, certainly everything is changing. In accordance with your properties, you can now change your world. Everything that you see now, you can change now. That's it. You rise to the degree of desires that are higher, and there you feel the world different. Rise. What does it mean that you rise? Now you're in them, just like you're sitting now in a chair and you see the world, you can now see, instead of this world, the forces that are operating, the relations that are different, and instead of the creatures, you see the other creatures completely, which, the souls, and more, meaning truly, really, we're getting closer, and through the virtual world and everything, we're getting closer already to such a perception. This is all, and not just what we know. Many people did this and operated towards this. In the end, you have no detail in history that didn't act towards this point of correction. Everything is concentrated in it in the end. Yes.
Marx and Einstein, did they consciously work out of the wisdom of Kabbalah, or it came to them due to what Bala Sulam did?
It doesn't matter if they came. They operated like angels. Like angels. The Creator arranges everything through people, through the small desires that are our world, and this is how they operate. We don't talk about them. This is not with free will. This is how it happens all at once. Yes.
Rav, what I don't get is why do you respect Marx and Einstein, used what they've discovered, and look what they got. Russia, to this day, they're eating what they did. And Einstein, he was a part of creating the atom bomb. What they did is very dangerous.
Okay, you're right too. Yes.
What I want to ask is about, there is the process of and cause and consequence, and if we're Bnei Baruch, world Bnei Baruch, which are Gilgal, Ten, and Nine, what does it mean that there is such a process in a person that things happen in cause and consequence or instantaneously?
The moment you will be ready for those gradual changes that you will do, immediately the Achap will join you at once. They will have pressure from the point of the bad that will be discovered. But your method, they will grasp at once. It will be discovered all of a sudden. Just like you say, oi, this is right. And that's it. And without any calculations or any decisions or examinations. Simply like that. It's a wonder how this is discovered in the desire to receive. We are confused because we also have a desire to bestow, and we're between these two desires, and therefore our systems are very not discerned. But in the desire to receive, which almost has no inclusion from Gilgata in Enayim, the decision is simple. Light is coming. I'm with it. Light doesn't come. I'm against it. That's it. And therefore, the attitude towards us will be more extreme. Either to plus or to minus. Yes.
Can you bring this explanation down into a person's inner work?
The internal work is that we have to go through as many as possible, as fast as possible, our private actions, our private operations, the internal states, in order to be ready to connect with the Achap and to save it. Because this is, like Baal HaSam says in the article of Arfut, our goal, our purpose. And this is actually the purpose of all of creation, that the Creator first turned to the nations of the world, and then it came to us because there's no choice. The Torah has to come to them through the passage. Yes.
Danny from Tel Aviv, he says, you say many times that we're falling behind and we need to reveal much more. What?
We're not concerned enough. It doesn't hurt us enough. How to reveal that there is a method of correction, which is mutual guarantee for the time being, and we must truly care for the care for its campaign, the campaign of this method, this revelation, and now we're starting, and I'm asking everyone to join this, whether it's the internet department now that is now entering in all our groups in Israel to this campaign. I don't know how it's called, but this campaign. And it's very important. We're truly falling behind, and we must hasten ourselves here. Well, let's continue a little bit on.
Two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nations of the world. One, besides clothing in our robe, saying that all of that wisdom is from the attainment of their own Holy Spirit.
They also received all the names from our books and all that is being written. And it all, but
these mimics gain their reputation at our expense, thus they strengthen their false teaching and obtain the strength to deny our Holy Torah. Two, But an even greater harm came upon us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seems truer and more genuine than our wisdom. This is so far two reasons. The first is that they are many, and among them are great and proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable to uneducated people.
Believe in the wisdom of the Gentiles.
Philology comes from external teachings, and certainly a society of 8 billion people can produce many more and much greater philologists than our society of 15 million can. Hence, one who observes their books falls into doubting that they might be right, or even worse off, or even worse, of course. The second and the most important reason is that the sages of Israel conceal the wisdom of religion from the masses behind closed doors, and in every way, the sages of each generation offer simple explanation to the masses and reject them with all kinds of trickery from the desire to even approach and touch the wisdom of the hidden.
It's clear that the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the sages of the world caused harm to both directions. They think there's wisdom there, there's divine wisdom there in some way, and something else. And compared to that, they have the wisdom of their own, which they think that comes from the spiritual source, from that source. And then all these things stop the advancement, the progress, both in Israel and also the nation of the world. Nigalgata and Lechap have difficulty coming to correction. This is what happens. This is what we see. As a summary of this development of the 2,000 years, we're feeling now as this great heaviness in our dissemination that we're having so much difficulty with. Yes, Moti.
You're repeating it now for some lessons now. You're saying that our entire goal, our role, is to pass the light on to the Achap. And it'll happen quickly, and they'll suddenly wake up, and it really, when I hear it, it really excites me. What's supposed to happen? We're going to a convention in the north. We do what we can, we unite. What happens then with the Achap as a result?
What will happen the next day after the North Convention?
Yeah, suppose we connect it, and
I can't tell you. I can't measure how many klipot you break, how many degrees you raise, and how many ghosts you distance. You have to maybe talk to some philosophers there that know those things. There's also an institute here that you can ask them.
Suppose, I don't know, how does the light come?
We need to do what is sitting in us with loyalty as much as possible and do as much as we can. What comes out is not in our hands, and I don't want to even think about the phenomena that will happen. It's not important. I am looking to the point of what I must act. What will happen after that is not in my hands. There's a part that depends on me, and there's a part that's not dependent on me. The exertion is dependent on me, and it's written where I need to exert. And the rest of the part of the fields, I don't enter. I don't take out of there anything at all. I need the matter, that is, the material that is correct for the and suitable to the right public, and to do that. But to do with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my energy. That's it. What will happen? It's not even important to me what's going to happen. Those are the plans of the Creator. I, according to what we're learning, understand that if we are going to enter into this, we're going to go from the path of misery to the and sufferings to the path of Torah, just like Baal HaSulam and the Kabbalists explained to us. We hasten the times and we shorten the path we have to go to, and this comes to whoever truly exerts and invests in it. But I don't do this in order to advance fast or slow. I do this for the sake of trying. And for the, I do this because this is what the Creator demands to bring him contentment. That's all.
But Rav, yes? We can't make the separation. We're in anxiety. We feel it.
Why are you
because
in anxiety?
There's a general chaos.
They're in anxiety, I understand. Why are you in anxiety? You need to be in anxiety that you're not acting on what is on your shoulders to do. That's the only anxiety you should have, and no other fear, no other care. That's where it comes from.
It's as a result of our role.
So let you have fear from a lack of fulfilling your role, from executing your role. This is what you should have fear, nothing else. All the rest is just annul yourself from all the future. So it won't weaken you in dissemination, but be a fearful only, bring all your fearful only to the blow of dissemination. That's it. And the result? To bring contentment to his Creator. That's it. What else are you thinking of here? You're not allowed to think that there won't be bombs in the world, that there won't be problems, or that something like that. No? Otherwise, you're in calculations of this world. You need to do a spiritual calculation. Then, you attract after you the whole world upwards. And at the plane of this world, there will always be death and darkness. If you want to attract the world after you and draw it after you, then you have to go towards him. Towards there's none else besides him. Yes. Well, you.
From the Italian Klee, there are plenty of questions about the upcoming Congress at the end of the month. They say that they want to come to the Congress with concern for the entire world like they're their children.
That's something else. That is, as we coming to the world, we're coming, we're talking with different words. We're turning according to the design that's in the world, and not what I'm talking about now with Bhakti.
So they're asking, what's the best way for them to prepare themselves in order to reach that feeling at the Congress?
This needs to all be very clear on the convention page, with what thoughts, with what intentions, with what internal preparations. We need to come to the convention. We need to come to a connection convention about dissemination. Maybe we'll talk somewhat about there, but the connection must be between us. If we don't have connection between us, there won't be what to disseminate. All in all, we need to disseminate this desire, this light that's between us for connection. This is what we need to enter into, this general field which connects all of humanity. And it is worthwhile to come with the intention and the sensation and the feeling that we're going to connect and to reveal between us the upper one force that connects between us and is revealed between us. That's it. And with a total heart, we have to come like this. It doesn't matter if there's big students, small students, new, veteran. They're all of them are in one group. They're going to be all in one group, and they can all come to this. And we have to not forget that the revelation is always when you're not paying attention and in haste. Just like Baal HaSulam writes, that revelation is in haste. And therefore it can happen even in Rome, especially a very suitable place for this. That's it. This is how I hope. Yes, Boca.
I want to ask about what it says here. Baal Sulam wrote it in the 30s, and there's a passage here where he's talking about our times, where there are 8 billion people and 15 million Jews, and after the World War II, we lost some people, so we did not reach that number yet. So what does he mean here, if you can open this up a bit? That the opinion of the wisdom of Kabbalah is more accepted if it comes as if from the nations of the world.
How could the wisdom of Kabbalah come from the nations of the world? I don't understand what you're saying.
He says here as if that the opinion will be...
Yeah, they're using a theology. It's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is warped. It's called theology. Yeah, and what?
It's like with people like Korginian and others, that if it could help us in dissemination, so on, the opinion of those kinds.
Oh, it could be. It could be. I'm willing to talk to any person, you know. And I think that it could be beneficial somewhat. Yeah? I'm not against. I would reconnect our... efforts and connections with people. I think it's important for our people, to friends of ours that are in their nations and their countries, to bring them our new books and their language, to invite them to some discussion, you know, like on Skype. Or I'm willing to do this. Of course, if they're influential and we can awaken them in some way, then it could be that it will cause a certain awakening, the correct awakening. We have to see. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Yes.
Today, all over Israel, we have an introductory lecture in many of our centers. Many new students will come. And the question is...
I think it's not just in Israel, also abroad, huh? When abroad? Asaf, are you there? When, Marcus? When is this action going to be taking place abroad? Is that happening? Say.
No, not campuses. It's dissemination on the internet and soon round tables in Toronto. It's not the same. Okay, so
the question is
how to make this event, and maybe to also connect it with the campaign that we're going to have, how to make the dissemination so it will truly be in order to give contentment to the Creator?
No, to bestow the Creator. That's not what you're doing in this world, through campus or through all sorts of means. This is your intention. But the event itself is great, and it's good that we're opening it to the new students that are coming to study Kabbalah. But I, once again, am repeating this event that we need to do as a campaign on the internet for dissemination. And I'm truly, really asking from all the groups, with all those responsible, to join this, and let's implement this, let's realize this. To me, it still appears that that's the real place where we need to come to the wide audience, the wide public. Well, and what else do we have?
Announcements. The truth. Come and see. Today, at 6:30, all over Israel, there will be an open day in our colleges. Everyone's invited. Bring your friends. For further details, call us, write us, be with us. And the Tuesday evening Israel time lecture will take place this time in the city of Rehovot. Of course, it will be broadcasted, translated, be with us. uniting in the north of Israel from the 20 to the 22nd of September. We will meet for a unity convention, meals, workshops, lessons, all of us together in the north of Israel. For further details, call us, write us, join us. Have a great day and a great night and all the best.
הסתיו שלך זו השלכת שלי, האביב שלך זו הפריחה שלי, מלחמה שלך זו מלחמה שלי, השמחה שלך זה האושר שבי, הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי, ירח מלא גם לך ולי, האמת שלך זו האמת שלי, הלבן שלך הוא הזקון שלי, כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע, כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. השמש שלך היא האור שבי, והגשם שלך זה המים שלי, הבית שלך זה העוגן שלי, האהבה שבך נמצאת גם בי, הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זה השמחה שבי, הפחד שלך זה הרעד שבי, העולם שלך הוא הכל בשבילי, כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע,